Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucchetti with Jake Gutierrez. So we talked about the Canelo Alvarez story earlier on the show. And the best person to talk about that with us is Kevin Ioli from Yahoo Sports. He's been all over the story. You can follow him on Twitter. Kevin I is his handle. I just retweeted his story with all the latest developments. Kevin, good morning. Thank you very much for coming on the show on short notice. We appreciate it.
You bet, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, let's get to it. You know how much I love Canelo, and you know how much we love Canelo and Triple G. The idea of the rematch May 5th, already making plans for our big watch party here in KC. Then we find out this news. So let's just take us from square one. What happened, and what does this mean for May 5th?
Well, I think what happened is pretty clear. Canelo twice, not once, but twice failed a drug test for clenbuterol, which used to be very commonly used as a PED. Not so common nowadays because it's easy to detect in the system. It doesn't have a long half-life, though, so it does leave the body, and it does have beneficial effects. But it's also, and one of the excuses that a lot of guys give when they're caught with it is that they ate meat in either Mexico or China. And it was given as an additive to animals there to help create leaner meat. So as I understand it, it's not as prevalent in Mexico as it used to be, still prevalent in some parts of China. So, there's a lot of questions out there, Stephen, because the result of the test, you know, Golden Boy certainly is looking at it from Canelo's standpoint, and they say, oh, look, it's trace amounts, so that's consistent with ingestion of contaminated meat. True. But it also could be, hey, he took this drug a week ago or 10 days ago, and this is just a little bit that's left in his system. So in and of itself, just saying it was a low level doesn't prove anything. We have to know more. So the Nevada Athletic Commission is going to investigate this and see what they can find out.
So does Triple G have any say in what happens as a result of this?
No. I mean, this is going to be, you know, the commission will determine whether Canelo actually intended to cheat and use a substance that is banned, or whether this was inadvertent use, and if it was, they'll have a no-fault finding and he will be permitted to fight. Triple G doesn't have a say, like no fighter would have a say, because it's just, you know, it's black and white. It's a rule, you know, if you have this in your system and you can't explain that it was from contamination, it's a violation, you're going to be suspended. My suspicion is it's going to be handled like the Francisco Vargas case. I know that they're testing Canelo already. The commission's known about this for a few days. The news came out yesterday, but the tests were actually that he failed were on February 17th and February 20th. So he has been tested more frequently and will be throughout. That's what happened to Francisco Vargas when he was going to fight Salido, and I think that's what will happen to Canelo.
All right, Kevin, as part of your coverage, you had a chance to talk to Victor Conti, the former head of Balco. If anyone would know about clenbuterol and all these details, it would be him. What did he have to say?
Well, it was an interesting day yesterday because I spoke to Victor Conti and I later spoke to Jeff Nowitzki.
Oh,
Jeff Nowitzki was the federal agent yeah. who actually made the case against Victor Conti and sent him to jail. And I ended up talking to both of them, both experts in this field. Victor told me that he felt like, looking at the evidence, he felt that it was probably contamination. Of course, you know, I don't know how much he has been able to see, but his opinion was because it was a low dosage that it would probably have been from contaminated meat. But he did admit, and he said this is a substance that really has a lot of potency and can create an advantage for a fighter if there weren't tests being created. So Victor, he admitted that, hey, this is a problem, and he was actually working with Francisco Vargas and helped him to navigate the process of all the tests later. He's not working with Canelo or Golden Boy, but he said, you know, it's a potent drug that boxers would get benefit from if they wanted to use it. But he brought up, and I could not find anything that referenced this study, but he brought up a study to me, you may have seen it, where he said there was a slaughterhouse in Mexico There are 200 slaughterhouses in Mexico that were surveyed, and it turned out that 58 of them had contaminated meat, whether with clenbuterol or nandrolone. And I could not find any other evidence of that, but that was what he had told me.
What did Jeff Nowitzki have to say?
Jeff Nowitzki is now the director of vice president for athlete health and performance at the UFC, and he runs their end of the USADA program. UFC has the kind of testing that should exist in boxing. 24/7, 365, the fighters are subject to testing. And he said they had five fighters. I thought this was interesting. Five fighters since they implemented their program in the middle of 2015 that had tested positive for clenbuterol. All of them happened to be in either Mexico or China when the test came up. Four of them were cleared. They were able to provide documentation that they had purchased meat at a certain, you know, place or eaten at a certain restaurant, and they were cleared and had no fault findings. The fifth was found to have actually lied and provided falsified documentation, and he was suspended for 4 years, even though it was his first violation.
So does that mean that Canelo might have to prove where he bought the meat he's been eating?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the burden is on him. The fighters, you know, and we hear this all the time, the phrase the Nevada Commission, Athletic Commission has used for years is, you are the captain of the ship. You are responsible for what's in your body. And we saw California took that approach last week with John Jones, the former UFC champion. He showed up in front of the California Commission. He had a steroid called Turinabol in his system. He admitted it was in his system, but he said, I don't know where it came from. I must have taken a contaminated substance. And they suspended him, or they didn't suspend him. They actually revoked his license and fined him. And they said, hey, you're responsible for what goes in your body. Canelo is going to have to prove that, in fact, he bought meat in Mexico or somebody. You know, it's a difficult thing because what happens if, you know, he ate dinner at mom's house and mom, you know, made some meat and she had purchased it, you know, a month ago and put it in her freezer. You know, people don't save their grocery receipts regularly. Like, so it's going to be a tough thing, but it's going to be the burden is on Canelo to prove how this happened.
Okay, so you said maybe you suspect they'll handle it the way they did with Francisco Vargas. And look, there are plenty of people out there. I'm sure you know you read how Twitter kind of boxing Twitter fell apart yesterday with all these accusations and everything else. Some people say, look, they'll investigate it, but there's too much money for everyone to make from this rematch all the way around. They're still going to end up in the ring on May 5th. What would your response be to that?
I agree with that. You know, I think unless there's evidence that really hits them between the eyes, you know, if they somehow find pills in his locker or, you know, it's most commonly clenbuterol, if you're taking it for a performance-enhancing benefit, it's most commonly in pill form. Sometimes it's in liquid form, but more commonly in pill form. You know, I think while the burden is on Canelo, and they will ask him and force him to show, you know, push comes to shove. Let's say he's unable to prove it. You know, it's like he can't prove it, but he can't not prove it. He's stuck in that middle ground. You know, hey, I ate at mom's house. Mom doesn't have the receipt, but I ate beef on this certain day, and that's where it came from. I think they will give him the benefit of the doubt. They'll push him to come up with the evidence, but if he can't come up with it, I think absent them finding pills or a connection with a known dealer, then I think he'll be cleared and he'll be able to fight.
Do we know how much meat you have to consume to ping this test? I mean, is it one steak that's contaminated is enough to give you trace amounts, or do we have any idea?
Yes. So, I mean, that's the problem. That, you know, it does not take a lot. You know, you and I could have had this, you know, who knows? If you ever, you know, hey, I've covered fights in Mexico, so I've eaten meals there. And, you know, hey, who knows? I might have been popped for clenbuterol had I been tested. But, yes, it is. All it takes is one meal, as I understand it, and then, you know, it could have, you know, that amount. Now, Victor Conti used a phrase that I hadn't heard before, but he called it ultra trace. He said there's trace and then there's ultra trace, meaning even a lot lower. And, again, now that doesn't prove anything because, you know, hey, you could have taken a clenbuterol pill, but that means that instead of it's normally these things are measured in parts per million. And he pointed out this was measured in parts per trillion, so it was very dilute. Wasn't that heavy of a concentration. And I did see on the blood test, and I don't, I'm not an expert, so I'm loath to go into this too much, but the specific gravity of Canelo's urine is also at play here. It was more dilute on the first test than it was on the second test. So given it was more concentrated on the second test, that would essentially say that if he was cheating, it would show up in larger concentrations. And yet the clenbuterol was less the second time than it was the first time. So that's why I believe that it might have been contamination. They were 3 days apart. And even though his urine was more concentrated the second time than it was the first, there was less clenbuterol. That leads me to believe that he may not have been cheating.
So after you had your meal in Mexico, like did you write like the best story you've ever written? You stayed up all night, you never got tired. Like this, I'm going to write another story. I can't. This is fantastic.
I just started walking down flexing down the street saying, anybody want to mess with me?
Okay, so we have to wait and see what happens there. And before we move on, so does this change? I mean, and clearly you're going to have to wait for the evidence and everything else. Like for you, you've been around MMA and boxing and everything else. How does this or does it change your opinion of Canelo at all?
You know, I think you have to wait. I mean, if he can come up with definitive evidence that yes, hey, here I bought steaks at this butcher shop on such and such a date. I ate them the next day, and bingo, I was tested the day after that, and I had clenbuterol in my system. Then I think you say, hey, it's an unfortunate mistake, I think when you're making the kind of money he's making and you have a fight of this caliber, you have to be smarter than that. And it's happened. It's been well documented. There have been a lot of people that have, athletes. Dwayne Brown from the Houston Texans just recently tested positive for clenbuterol. I think it was last year or the year before, and he had a provisional suspension and was able to beat it. But, you have to be smarter than that, and when you start, going into training camp or even a little bit before, stay out of Mexico or stay away from meat when you know this is a very real possibility. If somebody just would happen to go to the internet and search, there were people in China that ate pork, 70 of them. They became ill because it was laced with clenbuterol. So in those countries, you have to be more rigorous. But I don't know that, that says anything negative about Canelo other than, hey, he just wasn't thinking. We have to wait and see the evidence. But I have an open mind toward it, and I feel like Canelo's reputation could be salvaged if he can prove. If he doesn't prove it, and the commission allows him to fight anyways, I think what you said before is going to dog him. People are going to say, yeah, it's because it's a big money fight. Nevada wants the tax revenue that comes from this. That's why they allowed him to fight. And there's always going to be a cloud of suspicion around him. But if he can prove it proactively and say, hey, look, I didn't do this, I think people will forget about it and will believe that, in fact, he is a clean fighter.
All right, Kevin, my final question for you to change the subject. I talked about the Deontay Wilder fight a little bit earlier, and I get it. He's a flawed fighter. He makes mistakes in the ring. He gets wild. Sometimes he can look amateurish in the ring. But when he fights, it's going to be exciting. Someone's going to get knocked out. And what I saw on Saturday, I saw him in real trouble, and we wondered what would happen if he was in real trouble against a good fighter. He got hit. He dug deep. He faced adversity and came back and won the fight. And so then a bunch of people are just crushing him, and I know these are like Joshua fans more so, but I mean, like, fight fans complain about boring fights and guys that are defense first. Why can't we just embrace a guy that gets in there, fights his ass off, and is entertaining, and oh, by the way, has a real shot to end up winning the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship? I think that's a pretty damn good thing for boxing fans in this country, right?
I agree. I did a video on that on Sunday after watching the fight. I was at the UFC fight on Saturday night, and I got home about 1:30 in the morning, and I sat down and watched the Wilder fight, and then I turned around and watched HBO and watched Dmitry Bivol. I didn't bother to watch the Kovalev massacre, but I agree with you. I think fans, sometimes get spoiled in boxing, and they're looking for, the next Muhammad Ali all the time, and those are once-in-a-lifetime fighters that come along. Wilder has a lot of flaws. Nobody's saying he doesn't, and I think we knew that going into the fight. We know that coming out of the fight, but when you have a guy that has a gut check like he did, he's down and out after the seventh round. I mean, he's going to lose that fight. It's easy to finish him, and he found a way to come back and not only come back and finish on his feet, but to win the fight. I think that says a lot about him, and, he's a guy that, Arturo Gatti was beloved, and Arturo Gatti had less skills than this guy has. And I don't want to say that he's an Arturo Gatti exciting fighter, but he has that kind of desire and never-say-die attitude that Arturo Gatti had. And I think, you know, people should accept him for the fact that he's a fun guy to watch. And if you like knockouts and if you like, you know, a lot of action, Deontay Wilder's your guy.
That's exactly right. And whenever we want to talk boxing or MMA, you are our guy, Kevin Ioli. Kevin, thank you so much for the time.
And next time we're in Mexico City, if we see a man walking down the street flexing and challenging
exactly
people to
right.
a fight, we'll know that you've had some contaminated Mexican beef.
Yeah, just be careful, Kevin.
Buterol Kevin. That's going to be my name.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We appreciate
you
your time.
Thank you.
That is Kevin Ioli from Yahoo Sports. Follow him on Twitter, Kevin I, K-E-V-I-N-I, Kevin I. And he covers all the combat sports, MMA, covers boxing, just and we really appreciate him coming on the show all the time. Great stuff from him.
If somebody came to you right now and said, prove to me where you acquired all of the meat you've consumed over the past month, would you be able to do it?
Yes.
There you go. So you got nothing to worry about then.
Right. Well, I got plenty to worry about. Back after this on WHB.